Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers supports bill replacing mother with inseminated person. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 21, 2025. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, D., supported a Democrat Senate bill that would replace the word mother with the word inseminated person, and replace the word husband with the word spouse. Dan O'Donnell, the host of The Dan O'Donnell Show, shared an excerpt of Senate Bill 45, Section 3106, which also replaces the words man and wife for person. The bill, introduced on Friday, is about state finances and appropriations, constituting the Executive Budget Act of the 2025 legislature, according to VSA News. According to the Wisconsin State Legislature website, 2025 Senate Bill 45 was introduced by Joint Committee on Finance. Democrat Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has introduced a bill that will change state law to replace the word mother with inseminated person, O'Donnell wrote in a post on X. While states such as Massachusetts have introduced bills that have replaced the word mother for words like person who gave birth, President Donald Trump has made clear and has signed an executive order stating that it is the policy of the United States to recognize two sexes, male and female. The thought of being labeled as inseminated or uninseminated by this creep makes my stomach, former NCCA swimmer Riley Gaines wrote in a post on X. Nothing says, I love you mom like celebrating Inseminated Persons Day. Mark Trammell, the executive director and general counsel for the Center for American Liberty, wrote in a post on X. May 11th. Mark your calendars. This is going to be a disaster for the greeting card industry. David Marcus, a Fox News digital columnist, wrote in a post. This should be in every advertisement for the conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate. Jeremiah Poff, the Restoring America editor for the Washington Examiner, wrote in a post. Republicans are never going to lose another election. Alex Christie, a staff writer with the Media Research Center's Newsbusters, wrote in a post. As Breitbart News previously reported, in June 2021, the Biden administration released its 2022 fiscal year budget request, which used the term birthing people instead of the word mothers.